Good morning. Sorry for all those people. If it's your first time and you realize you just walked into a First Communion Mass, oh, you're going to be here even longer today, aren't you? Aren't you excited? And just give you a hint, no one ever leaves this church before the final blessing. The ushers are in the back with their arms like this, and they'll beat you if you try. Just a thought. Kids, are you excited? Really? What are you all excited for? You can't remember why you're excited? Who's your mother? Yeah. Somebody give me a good thing here. Why are you excited? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Why are you excited? You get to receive Jesus. Hint, 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 hint. Anyway, that's what happens today. You get to receive Jesus Christ, which is the most wonderful thing. You know how long ago it was when I received my First Communion? 41 years. That's older than some of your parents. Think about it. That's kind of freaky. Once again, you're making me feel old. You're doing that on purpose, aren't you? Yeah, I don't know. Well, today, because we get to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in the most blessed sacrament, it's the most wonderful thing. I still can remember me being so excited about getting my First Communion. I had a girlfriend then. You know what her name was? Rose Winghart. Wow. And I sat there and I loved Rose. In fact, in first grade, in our day, we had to go in our Catholic schools. You used to, in the back of the room, there would be a cloak room. So you'd walk in one side and you'd hang up your coat and you'd come out the other. And in first grade, me and Rose were caught kissing in the cloak room by Sister Dolores. It was something. So my parents got called in. My mother was quite young at the time. And my mom's all upset. What's the matter? What's the matter? Your son was kissing Rose in the cloakroom. And my mother started to laugh, huh? But the reality was that that was it. But I loved Rose with all my heart. In first grade also, she did something bad. I was always attracted to those types. And so Rose does something bad, and so she's going to be thrown out to get beaten. In our days, the nuns used to have these big paddles. And these nuns, you had to bend down, whack, in a gentle, kind, not compassionate manner. And I'll never forget, since Rose was going out the door, and I raised my hand, and Sister Dolores was in a full habit, she looked at me and says, "Yes, Larry." I said, "If Rose goes, I go." I was so chalant in those days, right? So she says, "Get in line." So I got in line. But anyway, the reality was of all this, that even then, even though I was still so in love with Rose, I even wrote a song about her, but that's all beside the point. Also, and they asked us to draw a picture in first grade what we were going to be when we grow up. And you know what I drew? I drew a picture with a priest holding up Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Because I knew that that was the most important thing. The Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. And so, but you got to know, the reason I tell you about that, and I tell you about Rose, is because when you have communion today, you not only become one with Jesus, but you become one with who? Do, 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 do. Joe? You become one with who? Christ, yes, but who else? Everybody else. You become one with your dad, you become one with your mom, you become one with your grandma, you become one with your grandpa, you become one with your cousins, you become one with everybody in the world that receives communion today. It's not just communion with Jesus, it's communion with everybody else. And not only that, you know who else you get to be one with? Everyone who's died that's already in heaven. You become one with the whole body of Christ. You see, what this means today is you become one with us, we become one with you forever. That you're never alone. That you have more than just Jesus, you have all of us forever. Your first communion is communion with the whole body of Christ. And so even from first grade, I knew I wanted to have communion with Jesus, but I still wanted communion with people too. That's why if Rose goes, I go. Huh? We do it together. That means there's no lone rangers in Christianity. There should never be a day in your life where you sit there and say, "This is just about me and Jesus." Because it's never about just you and Jesus. It's all about all of us. What was the gospel about today? I talked about, in the beginning, I talked about the gospel was what the deacon read. And Jesus said, if you love me, kids, it's up to you. What? If you love me, if you love me, if you love me, follow my commandments. What a girl. You're going to be a great nun. Full habit. Don't forget. It'll be the greatest thing. If you love me, you follow my commandments. It's the only way for you and I to ever prove that we love Jesus. Because let's say I love somebody, and then I always hurt them. Would I really be loving them? No. So if I say I love Jesus, every time I sin, I hurt him, right? So if we really love him, we'll sin, we'll try never to sin, right? Never, because we never want to hurt somebody who we love. And that means what you do is something as simple as missing Mass on Sunday. Does that hurt Jesus? Oh, it hurts Jesus terribly. We say, Jesus, you're not worth our time. And that's one of the ways that we just sit there and say, Lord, you know, I'm very busy. I'm a very busy person. But, you know, I just can't fit you into my life. I can fit TV in my life. I can fit cards in my life. I can fit all this other stuff in my life. But Jesus, you know, sorry, I'm just too busy for you. And we hurt him so badly. And so if we love him, we obey him. That means we go to church every week. Because what happens, you know, how often do you have to eat? Every day, right? If you stop eating, what happens? You die. Oh my, is it God's fault? No. The same thing with spiritual food. Jesus said, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will live forever. So it's so important that today, and see, not in this church because I wouldn't take it, but some churches, you know what? After someone's first communion, you don't see them again until they get confirmed. Wouldn't that be bad? Wouldn't that really be hurting Jesus so bad and say, Jesus, I'm just using you. I want communion today, and I'll see you again in about 10 years. That would be horrible, huh? You'd never want to do that to Jesus, would you? Say no. No. Kids, say no. No. So how often are you going to go to church? Every week. You're just like your mother. Anyway, so the reality is, every week, well, he is, you know, like mother, like son. But the reality is that we always want to be one. And so when we go to church every Sunday, we not only become one with Jesus, but that shows that we care about each other. Right? I just had new member classes. And that's why I talked about with all the new members, that we belong to each other forever. That means we come together once a week. That means while we're here, we serve, we just don't take. We serve, we give our life. The reason we give our life every week is because who gives his life for us? Do, 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 do. Woo. Jesus, what a girl. You're going to be a great nun too. It'll be the greatest thing. That Jesus gives his life for us every day and every week. So we need to learn to do the same. You got it? Get it? Going to do it? Good. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. That was 8 minutes and 29 seconds. What do you think? Mm-hmm.